Okay, I would like to discuss with you today a few ideas relating to Yom HaKippurim. First idea, today, as you all have noticed, is a longer nusach of Slichos. Today it's called the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Those that are very into Slichos, today unfortunately we're not too into Slichos, we are shy away from Slichos, but it's a big thing. Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the Pizmoin, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham V'chaner, Chapaim Rav Chesav Yemes, the Yud Gimel Midos, it's a big thing, and the Slichos are patterned. All the other Slichos are patterned and geared after the Pizmoin of Hashem Hashem. Some also say the same Slicha that we, the same Pizmoin that we say Erev Rosh Hashanah of Zuchor Bris Avram. It's also said by some people today as one of the Pizmoinim, a double Pizmoin. And in fact, that this is so significant that in years when Yom Kippur does not fall as it does this year, we switch around the Slichos that we say today's Slichos on a Monday or a Thursday. Because being that Monday and Thursday are days of Rachamim, special favor in heaven, we want to use these Slichos, which are the most powerful Slichos, and really it's the last Slichos, because tomorrow we know we have a shortened version of Slichos. Everything is condensed in order to go home and eat. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom HaKippurim. There's no, one of the 2 days it says in the Gemara there was no yeshiva. Erev Purim, Tainis Esther, and Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, the Tinoikos are bottled. There's no cheder for the children on Erev Yom Kippur because they have to prepare for Yom Kippur. Slichos are short. Today is really the last day of Slichos leading into Yom HaKippurim. What is so special about today? The day before Erev Yom Kippur. So I saw a beautiful idea in Sefer Biuri. I do not remember the name of the Sefer. It's a Likut from other Hasidic Sfarim. It's a Hasidic Sefer. And it says that we have a tradition, there is a Medrash, there are multiple Medrashim, that the Akedah took place on Yom Kippur. They're conflicting Midrashim. Some say it took place on Rosh Hashanah, but I think the more mainstream approach is, I shouldn't necessarily say mainstream, but an approach is that the Akedah took place on Yom Kippur. And much of our tefillah focuses on the Akedah. We ask Hashem to remember the Akedah and that merit have mercy upon us. The Akedah was a 3-day process. It took 3 days from the time that Hashem told Avraham Avinu to go. When Avraham Avinu began to go until he reached his destination, it was a 3-day process. And the reason why it took 3 days, Hashem wanted him to travel a far distance, is that no one should say that he was confused. He had no time to think about what he was doing. He was terrified. Hashem appeared to him and told him to do it, and he just did it without thinking. That would take away from the significance of the Mesiras Nefesh of both Avraham and Yitzchak, of giving up their lives, of giving up Yitzchak, giving up his life, and Avraham sacrificing his child for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham did it with Yishuv Hadas. He very carefully traveled. He went 3 days. He had a lot of time to think exactly what he's doing. Does he want to do it? Does he not want to do it? According to the Sfasemes, Hashem didn't force him to do it. Hashem said, if you want, kach no, ein no, elo loshon bakasha. I'm not forcing you. If you want to do it, do it. I would like you to do it, but I'm not forcing you to do it. Avraham had 3 days to think about it, and he did it. What happened? Now, when did it happen? On Yom Kippur. When then did Avraham begin to travel to his destination? 3 days before. Yom Kippur is the day when it happened. The day before, Erev Yom Kippur was day before. And the day before Erev Yom Kippur, which is today, is the day when Avraham Avinu set out to the Akedah. In other words, what is today? Today is the anniversary of this pasuk, this famous pasuk. Vayashkem Avraham baboker vayachavosh es chamoiro vayikach eshnei narov ito v'eis Yitzhak bino vayvaka atzeila vayokom vayelech el hamokoyim asher omar loyu elokim. Beautiful idea. We all know from our own experience, let's say you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going for a simcha, you're going to a place that you want to go. Sometimes, you know, your trip isn't all so good. The hotel's not that great, you know, it rained there and you didn't exactly get to take home the postcard you wanted. It didn't work out. But we all know from experience, a certain excitement when you go. Right, you go on a trip, you get into the car, you pack up. The beginning is always great. The setting out, the plan, because the plan in your mind, it's gonna be perfect. You can't wait to get there. The weather, the scenery, the family, the event. How it turns out, okay. When it's over, it may not have turned out to your expectation. Sometimes even better than your expectation. But there's a certain simcha, an uplifting feeling of when you go. When you have big hasagas, big plans. It's a beautiful, beautiful moment. I don't know if you noticed it. The nicest time of the year, I always found, is Erev Yom Kippur. I used to walk in Chaim Berlin, usually in Chaim Berlin. I live on 19th Street in I, almost near I. So it's a nice walk to go. It's a 20-minute walk to walk to Chaim Berlin. Erev Yom Kippur, it's amazing. When you walk to Kol Nidre, everyone is walking to shul. Mm-hmm. There's so many people. And everyone is dressed so nice. And their white shoes and their nice suits. And everyone is quiet. And everyone is... There's a certain mood. And everyone is very... There's a yiras haloimimus. And when you greet someone on the street, everyone is going to all the shuls. It's something that is so beautiful about going to shul Erev Yom Kippur. And when it's over, everyone is honking and screaming and running and carrying this chair and that chair. When it's over, it's not always as nice. But when you're going somewhere, there's a certain yoifi, there's a certain excitement, there's a certain hashkafa. And that's the beauty of today. Today is the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim. You know why today is the Yud Gimel Harachmim? Because today is the anniversary. Vayakam Vayelech El Hamokoyim Asher Omar Lohu Elokim. That's what today is all about. Very beautiful idea. Okay, let's now go to another idea. On Yom Kippur, the highlight of Yom Kippur is the Ketores. The Kohen Gadol was knocked to the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Big event. We also know that the Tztukim, this was one of their big things. The Tztukim would, there was a concern that the Kohen Gadol may secretly be a Tztuki. A Tztuki synthesizer. And he may do the Avodah the wrong way. And in fact, we read in the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, we read about this in the Mishnayis, that they would sit the Kohen Gadol down and they would make him swear that he would do the Avodah the correct way, the way the Prushim instructed that the Avodah should be done, not the Tztukim. What was the difference between the Tztukim and the Prushim? The Prushim, the Chazal, were of the opinion that you enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in one hand you have coals, you have fire, and the other hand you have the Ketores, and after you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you pour the Ketores on the coals and produce the smoke, the fragrance. Whereas the Tztukim were of the opinion that you should first pour the Ketores on the coals outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, produce a Reach Nichach, produce smoke, and with the smoke enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When it says in the Pasuk, Ki Be'anon Eiro'eh Al HaKapoires, should you ignite the Ketores after you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or should you ignite the Ketores before you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Purushim were of the opinion that you should ignite the Ketores after you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Purushim were of the opinion that you should ignite the Ketores before you entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, for some, now the Chazal have their drashas. It's all based upon various drashas in the Masechta Yoma, and it's Stokim don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, so they reject the drashas. We're not going to go through the drashas now, but they rejected this principle. This became one of the biggest sticking points between the Stukim and the Pushim. There were major differences. The Stukim rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh entirely. There are hundreds, thousands of differences between their Kana. But for some reason, this was the Spitz. This is where all the action was centered on. And when a Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol, there was always a concern, who knows, maybe secretly he's a Tzedoki. And being down in Yom HaKippur, no one is allowed to be in the Heichal when the Avodah was done. There is no way we can know the truth how he would be makdir the Ketores. Would he be makdir the Ketores the way it should be done? By igniting the Ketores after he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or would he do it like the Tzedoki before? Maybe he's faking us. He's a double agent. He's faking us. Who knows what he's doing? And therefore, they sat him down and they made him swear, you must be makdir the Ketores kedas suchadin. And it says in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol would cry. He would cry bitter tears that they suspected him of being a Tzedoki in secret. And then the Kohanim who would swear would also cry that it came lidei kach, the generation has been diminished to the point where they had no choice but to go through this procedure, this procedure of making the shul because niskanu hadoris, there's a concern that he may really be a Tzedoki. Okay, what is this all about? What's going on here? So I saw in a sefer Kimoitzei Shalol Rav. I believe he brings this from the Aruch HaShulchan, if I'm not mistaken, maybe from the Aruch Lenera. I think it's Aruch HaShulchan, but it's there in the sefer Kimoitzei Shalol Rav. He explains a fascinating yesod to bring out what is the point of the disagreement between the Tzedokim and the Poshim, specifically with regard to the Avod of Yom Kippur. And he explains as follows: what is the difference between us and them? By Klal Yisrael, there's Tersha Baal Peh and Tersha Bechsaf. The two cannot be separated. The only way we can understand Tersha Bechsaf is through Tersha Baal Peh. Tersha Bechsaf and Tersha Baal Peh cannot be separated one from the other. The Tzedokim say no. It says in the Torah, "Lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvosechem b'yom haShabbos." You may not have a fire going in your home. There's no hot food on Shabbos. Because if there's hot food on Shabbos, it means there's eish. You have to interpret the Torah Shebichsav literally. Oh, but this Torah Shebal Peh, I don't know the details, but they have some convoluted understanding of what Torah Shebal Peh is. But whatever it is, it doesn't have any relation to define the understanding of Torah Shebichsav. What is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? When Kohanim offer the Kohen Gadol offers the Ketores, where is he offering the Ketores? He's offering the Ketores in front of the Luchos. The Luchos represent the purest form of Torah Shebichsav. The Luchos are the tablets. Etched into the tablets is the Torah. It is Torah Shebichsav in its purest form. What is Ketores? Ketores is fragrance. What part of the body derives benefit from fragrance? The nose. What do we know about the nose? The nose is directly related to the koyach hadibur. Everything always goes back to this pasuk in the Torah, being the pasuk, but Hashem created men, vayipach be'apov nishmas chayim, vayihi ha'odam l'nefesh chaya. Hashem blew into the nostrils of man the breath of life, and man became a living spirit. The Targum on that pasuk translates, what does mean that man became a living spirit? He spoke. Ruach mimalala, a creature that has the ability to speak. We learn from this pasuk with its Targum that the Ruach HaChayim that was put into the nostrils of man produced the Dibur. When a person speaks, he is relating to the Ruach. He relates, it's a recognition that Kadosh Baruch Hu has blown in his nostrils in the Be'apov, a Ruach Chaim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we makter Ketores, we relate to Akiva Tzelem Elokim Bara HaAdam. When we're makdik Ataris, we produce a Reach Nechoach. You're connecting yourself back to the moment of creation. Because the moment of creation was Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chayim. We could only relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we look at ourselves. Because that's okay, don't worry. They learn here every day. Kibitzelem Elokim Bara, Kibitzelem Elokim Bara Esad. Hashem created man in his image. Our creation began in the nostrils. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to us. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to man. Hashem was there. So when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come to Him. When we go back to our roots, we go back to HaKadosh, we present HaKadosh Baruch Hu a gift that relates to Apof, to the nostrils. And what came from that? Dibur. What do we know about Dibur? What is the ultimate Koyach HaDibur? Torah Shebal Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the Araisa, the Kudsha Brichu Chati. Part of the blueprint of man is Torah. But Torah has two parts. There's Torah Shebichsav, the Luchos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's Torah Shebal Peh. Bal Peh means it's transmitted from generation to generation, the Koyach HaDibur. And the Dibur is related directly to the nostrils. Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. What's the result of be'apav nishmas chayim? Vayihi ha'odam lenefesh chayim. Okay, this is very deep. I don't know what I'm saying. These are raw ideas, but we can at least gain a little insight from what the Moitzes Sholem Rav, how he explains this idea, is that the Ketores represents the Ketores really represents the koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. Because Ketores is reach, fragrance. And fragrance refers to the nose. The nose derives benefit. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. And the outgrowth of this creation is speech. And what is the common denominator that man needs that makes man unique? It is speech, but it's also Torah. Because of the schus of Torah, Hashem created the world. What Torah is called Torah of speech? Torah Shebal Peh. What's been orally transmitted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe to us, it's symbolic. Ketores is symbolic of the Nachas Ruach Hashem has when man is mekayim the Torah Shebal Peh. But Torah Shebal Peh cannot exist in a vacuum. Torah Shebal Peh is rooted in Torah Shebich Saf. So what in essence are we doing on Yom HaKippurim? First you have to remember, well, Yom HaKippurim is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chedo Egel. And what is the, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chedo Egel? What did He do to forgive? He gave us the Luchos Shnios. Yom HaKippurim is the anniversary of the giving of the Torah the second time. What are we doing when we go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What is the Kodesh? He's bringing together Torah Shebal Peh with Torah Shebichsav. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Luchos Torah Shebichsav, the Reach Ketores represents Torah Shebal Peh. When you bring the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you offer Ketores in front of the Aron HaKodesh, you're synthesizing the two. You're recognizing that the Torah Shebichsav is only to be understood to the Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, the Luchos Torah Shebichsav, that's a given. That's Saf. Can't get better than that. It's stone. Stone doesn't disappear. Etched in stone. Torah Shebech Saf. That Saris HaDibros is called the entire Torah Shebech Saf. The Ketores, as we explained, it's Reach. Reach produces Peh. And it's Torah. Nachas Ruach. It's Torah Shebal Peh. The two come together on Yom HaKippurim. That's the Prushim. You first come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the presence of the Torah Shebech Saf, do you ignite the Ketores? The two must be synthesized. One cannot be separated from the other. The whole mantra, the whole theme, the whole hashkafa, ideology of the Tzedokim is, Torah Shebichsav is the Ikar. That's all it says. The only thing, don't put a stumbling block. You can go and you can cause someone to stumble in business. That's not what it says in the Torah. Just take the Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh, yeah, the Torah Shebal Peh. Yeah, that changes every generation. That changes based upon the generation. The two are not related. That's why the Tzedokim would light the Ketores outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, away from the Luchos. Because Hailuchud v'Hailuchud, they're completely two separate things. And that was always the Chashash. Because in the Inyan of Ketores is where you have the root difference between the Purushim and the Tzedokim, the synthesis of Toshel Peh, and the separation. The Tzedokim would separate the two. Ketores outside, you could bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim later, not the Vasachas. The Purushim of Vasachas, and that's so important on the Yom Ha'Aron, is to focus on this idea, is that the Torah has to be true to tradition, has to be true to the Shoresh, to the Mesorah. Torah Sheh B'chsav can only be understood through the Koyach of Torah Sheh Baal Peh. Okay, that's one idea. Let me tell you another idea very quickly. I have two more ideas I want to tell you. I'm trying to go quick. Second idea I want to tell you, this is a beautiful idea, very powerful idea, theme in Yomim Noiram. We have 10 days of tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is the first day, and the last day is Yom HaKippurim, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Why are there 10 days? So there are midrashim that tell us that the 10 days correspond to the Asara Mamaros. When Hashem created the world, it says the word Vayomer 10 times. The Gemara says, but it only says Vayomer 9 times. So the Gemara says, Bereshis Bara Elokim is also called, and Amir is also one of the Asara Mamaros. Even though it doesn't say Vayomer, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashman V'Esar, it's also considered to be one of the Asara Mamar. So we have in total 10 Mamar. So the Mefarshim tell us that each one of the 10 days corresponds to one of the Asara Mamaros. The first day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is Rosh Hashanah. That corresponds to Bereas Ha'olam, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Es Haaretz, which perfectly makes sense. The entire theme of Rosh Hashanah is creation. Hayoim Ze Hayoim Techilas Ma'asecha. Then we say that the Nosach HaTfilah. Everything about the Rosh Hashanah corresponds to Hashem created the world. Now, what does that tell us? What does that then mean for us? That the last day of the Asar, the last day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is Yom Kippur, corresponds to the 10th of the Asar Mamaros. Which one of the Asar Mamaros? Vayomer Elokim Na'ase Adam. That's the last of the Asar Mamaros. Now, what do we know? We spoke about this on Friday, I think it was a little, 2 Fridays ago. What does it say in the Pasuk, Vayomer Elokim Na'ase Adam? There's a very great danger in that Pasuk. What's the danger? Na'aseh, it's plural. That it appears Hashem is asking other powers to assist in the creation of man. And Hashem said, I'm aware of this danger, but I am not concerned because it's more important to teach man humility. Man should know that the Godol, the greater one, should be Nimlach with the Kadol. Let me read you the Rashi. Give me 1 second to find the pasuk. On Yom Hashishi, Vayom Elokim Hinei Nasati. Here is Yom Hashishi. Vayom Elokim Nas Adam. Pasuk Chavav. Yom Hashishi. An Visanusoy Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lamadnu Mikan. We learn over here the humility of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lefish Adam B'Demus Hamalachim V'Yiskan Boy. Hashem, because man is in the image of a malach, and the malachim will get jealous. So therefore, lefichach nimlach bohen uchshudon es malachim who nimlach bepamal yishlov v'shkei motzin bebeachav. Okay, then Rashi goes on to say, af nas adam afal pi shaloi siuhu biyitzira. So even though the malachim did not assist Hashem in the creation of man, the yesh mokim leminim lirdos, there was place for the apikarsim to rebel against Hashem and say there's more than one power in this world. Leimina hakosov nilalame derecheretz umidas anova. Sheyehe hagodol nimlach v'noitel rishos min hakotan. Hashem is teaching mankind that the gadol should ask permission from the katan. Derech eretz anova. V'im kasav es adam loy lamanu sheyimedab im beis tina ela im atzmai. Okay. So this is what Nas Adam is all about. So it comes out an incredible Chassidus Rav Pinchas Friedman. There are Pinchas Friedman in the Sefer Shvili Pinchas. He says the Etzem Yesod. I want to develop a little bit, say it a little, few little tidbits to embellish what he says. But his basic Yesod is that being that we have 10 days of tshuva, and that there are 10 mamoros. The first day is Bereishis, Rosh Hashanah, and the last day is Nas Adam. Built into the fabric of Yom Kippur is the concept of Anova. Everything about Yom Kippur is all about man should focus on this theme of Anova, humility. I'll give you an example. What's the first thing we do on Yom Kippur? We recite Kol Nidre. Hataras Nidam. How does Hataras Nidam work? We don't have time, but Rosh Hashanah, there are three types of Hataras Nidarim. There is a husband, the nefer, for his wife. There is a father for a daughter. And there is everyone else. We, from the fact that the when it comes to a father and a husband, it's clear as day that the wife humbles herself before her husband. The Gemara says, "Ein ish nederes ella al das bala." A child only makes neder assuming the father is willing to agree to the neder. There is a degree of authority. When it comes to the average person making a neder, the only way a chacham can be made for neder is if the student humbles himself to the authority of the Beis Din. The entire nature, the essence of Hataras Nedarim, the most important ingredient is, when you come to the mat of the neder, you have to acknowledge, you are the masters. I am a student. You are a bezin. You are a court. I humble myself to your authority. The concept of Hataras Nedarim is the concept of humility. Humbling yourself to someone, to authority that's greater than yourself. That's exactly what Nas Adam is. To teach men, you have to humble yourself. That's what it's all about. The beautiful pasuk, which really, why do we fast in Yom Kippur? This really says it all. Can't say but more than this. In Dvarim, Perek Ches, I must read the pasuk word for word inside. Why do we fast on Yom Kippur? What is it all about? Ches, pasuk Yud Aleph. Hisham Alecha. Pentishkach es Hashem Alokecha. Levilti Shemar Mitzvah Sav U'Mishpatav V'Chukosav Hashanochi Mitzavach Hayom. How will you come to forget Hashem? Pen Toichal Visavata. You will eat and be satisfied. Now, eating doesn't just only mean eating food, it means enjoying this world. But the little words are Pen Toichal Visavata. Uvatim Toivim Tivnevi Ashafta. Uvikarchavit Sancha Yirbiyun. Vichesev Vizav Yirbelach. Vichola Shelcha Yirbe. Everything you have will increase. And then what? Viram Livavecha. You will become arrogant. The wrong livavecha is the opposite of anova. The shachach to Hashem Elokecha hamoytziach hamiyaretz shami beisavodam milo hamoylicha bamidbar agulu vanerva nocha shaveakov and so on and so forth. What do we do on Yom Kippur? We don't even want to come to this. We don't eat, because if you eat, it all starts with Pen toichal visavata, and then the result is v'ram levavacha. The whole essence of Yom Kippur is nase adam, lalamed, to teach men humility. To teach men humility, there should not be v'ram levavacha. There can't be achila, because achila has the danger of v'ram levavacha. What else do we do on Yom Kippur? We have the Soher LaHashem, the Soher LaZazel. Why is there this Soher LaZazel? We acknowledge there's an Azazel, and you take all the Averos. What is going on? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught humility to man, there was a very great danger. There was a Pesach for the Minim Lirdos to rebel. Look, there's another power. Nase Adam. Hashem said to them, let us make. Everything about Yom Kippur all comes down to Naseh. being that the day is about humility, there are dangers in humility. If you're too humble, sometimes someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a danger in humility, that maybe there's another Rishus. On Yom Kippur, the Satan gets a lot of credit. The Satan, the Sitra Achara, is represented in a very, very noticeable way with the Sar Lazos. You know why there's a Sar Lazos in Yom Kippur? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to come. That's the trade-off. The trade-off is, I'm going to teach them humility. Humility involves, you're not makbid on your covered. You let other outsiders in, other forces in that are not, don't really belong there, don't really exist. Because you have to teach humility. There's not a perfect, there's nothing that's perfect. There's always trade-offs. Everything's a trade-off. Now, I teach humility, there's a danger. On Yom Kippur, the Satan gets to come. There's a Sar La'Azazel. Because since the whole essence is to teach humility and that involves a danger, we have no choice but to allow the Satan in. How do we include Yom Kippur? How do we include Yom Kippur with the words? With Shema Yisrael. Why do we say Shema Yisrael, Shema Hashem Echad? Because that's part of the danger. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu said Nasa Adam, and the whole day we're focusing on humility, and inbuilt into the humility was the danger. Oh, humility! So there's another Rishus. You have to conclude the day when it's all said and done. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem Hu Elokim. Because since the whole essence of the day is Nasa Adam, is to teach humility, and teaching humility involves the danger of, oh, there's another Rishus, someone could step on me, I'll let someone else share my power. You have to always remember, don't let that danger don't give it a mokoim. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Hashem Elokim Hashem Elokim. Okay, one last very short vart. This is my favorite vart. My favorite vart for Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur we have the Avinu Malkeinu. It's a beautiful tefillah Avinu Malkeinu. I think there are 42 Avinu Malkeinu. The 42 Avinu Malkeinu correspond to the Derech Agav to the 42 Hazos. The Kohen Gadol sprinkles his finger 42 times. Blood. 42 times he sprinkles the blood from the Dama Par, Dama Sar, and there are exactly 42 Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, that's Sadiq. Among the 42 Avinu Malkeinu, we have 5 Svarim. Avinu Malkeinu Kosveinu B'Sefer Chayim Tovim. Kosveinu B'Sefer Gula of Yeshua. Kosveinu B'Sefer Parnasa V'Chalkola. Kosveinu B'Sefer Zichu Yois. Kosveinu B'Sefer Slicha Mechil. What is this all about? 5 books. I once saw in a Sefer, an old Sefer, out of print. And this Sefer, it said, I just glancing to it, I came across this Vard, and it's a gem. It corresponds to the Chamish Eichum Sheitar. What's the first Sefer? Sefer Bereishis. What happens in Sefer Bereishis? Creation, Chaim. Man is created, Klal Yisrael is created. When you say, Kaseinu B'Sefer Chaim, you're not just asking for yourself. I want to have life. I want to have, we say this in davening every Shabbos, Desein Chalkeinu B'Seiro Secha. I want a portion in Torah. If you have a chelik in Torah, that means many things. It's a very deep concept. If you have a chelik in Torah, you have life. On the Yom Noirah, the Seis Mei Tshuva, we expand the term the same chelkeinu b'sarasecha into 5 parts. I want a chelik in Chumash Bereishis. The Sefer Chaim Tovim. Chaim Tovim, that's Chumash Bereishis. The Sefer Geula of Yeshua, that's Sefer Shemos, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Geula of Yeshua. The whole Geula of Yeshua is all hinted to, all grounded in Sefer Shemos. What's Sefer Vayikra? Korbanos. What is Korbanos? Tfilah. And what comes from that? Parnosa v'chalkala. By bringing Karbanos, we're zoche to Parnasa, to sustenance and Parnasa. So the Sefer Parnasa, the Chalkola, you being mispal, the same Chalkeinu and Chumash, Vayikra. What Sefer Bamidbar? Numbers. How many times a Klal Yisrael count in Sefer Bamidbar? Many, many times. Who are we counting? Who are you counting? You're counting your Ovos. You're counting those who left Mitzrayim, those who entered those who are entering Eretz Yisrael, those in the Midbar. You're counting Klal Yisrael over and over again in all different forms and all different forms. Who are our Zechuyos? The Zechus of us. Always asking, the Sefer Zechuyos, Chumash Bamidbar is the Chumash where we enumerate all of the Shvatim, all of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, all of the Boi Haaretz. We enumerate our forefathers, all different angles. our forefathers are our zechuyos. They are the zechus of us. The sefer zechuyos. And what's the last sefer? Sefer slichu mechila Moshe. Chumash was chumash b'dvarim. Which Moshe Rabbeinu was misspelled. The whole chumash b'dvarim can be interpreted this way. Was Moshe bo eschanan el Hashem bo esahi leimar ebrona ve'era es oritz atoriva hazos. Let me come and enter into Eretz Yisrael. Forgive me for the chait of the seller hitting the rock. And he goes on, and he goes on, and gives a musar to Klal Yisrael, do tshuva, v'nachim do tshuva, there's going to be churban, there's teichacha, and he tells what's going to be. There's, okay, it requires more time to develop this idea, to show, but chumash devarim is the chumash of slicha u'mechila, with Moshe and Zakish, on behalf of himself, slicha u'mechila, and he tells Klal Yisrael the secrets. You better ask Hashem slicha u'mechila in order that you should not come to all the sins that I'm warning are you going to commit and what's going to happen when you come into Eretz Yisrael. That's Chumash Dvarim. So you mevakesh kasveinu b'sefer schlicha u'mechila. So you say these five Avivim Alkenos, you have to remember you're just coming to expand upon the theme of v'sein chelkenu b'sarasecha. I wish you all a gemar chasim etoiva, a guga ben shiar, a yer bracha v'hatzlacha, kol mili d'meitav yishalem Hashem call Mashalos Libcha Libchem Litaiva. A good dimension to you. No.